The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
Let me tell you what, who deserves a shot in the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to the WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler. You're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason.
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but thank goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds.
Who are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious
professionals. How about hypnosis? Let's get to
psychosis.
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know.
Hello, and welcome to The Rawcast. I'm your host, Don DeLaurente, and I'm joined by my co-host, none other than Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese. What's going on, Mo?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I was kind of watching this Kofi promo, him and Mustafa Ali going back and forth. So Kofi dropped a two-minute diatribe against him, and it was kind of interesting, so...
Was this on YouTube this time, or was it on Twitter?
No, it was on his Twitter. You know, it's not official. It's on his Twitter.
then it's more hot fire then.
Yeah, of course, because it's on his Twitter.
That has to be a WrestleMania match at this point. Kofi versus Ali.
They're building towards it. We've got back in the saddle again, returning after a short hiatus, Mr. Samuel Kalunga. What's going on, Sam?
How's it going, everybody?
We're doing well, man. Glad that you're back to give us the Rawcast recap as only you can. And to help us preview this weekend, Royal Rumble. I told you he was going to be on the show last week. We deliver on our promises like all good baby faces do. Is Mr. Word Exclaimed. What's going on, Word?
Not much, just chilling, living this quarantine life. Cause my job is weird.
That's what's up, man. Glad that you could join us for this episode of the Rawcast, where we're going to talk some Royal Rumble. But
Mama, I made it.
But before we get into that, since this is your first time here on the show, we got to get your origin story, man, with this professional wrestling. So, first of all, like, where you're from, what part of the country did you grow up in, and what did you grow up watching? As a kid?
Born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Spent my high school years and college years in New Jersey. Currently, I've been down here in Virginia for about a good over 10 years now. And as far as wrestling, it's hard for me to shake WWE or WWF. That was like the one thing that always... got me. Like, WCW made their push. Like, I'm a Monday Night Wars kid, and it was like, as hard as it was for me to like watch them get blasted for 83 weeks, it was like always Raw and then watch the replay of Nitro.
So who were some of your favorites as a kid growing up?
Let's see. Pretty much the two as I was growing up had to be Ricky the Dragon Steamboat and Owen Hart.
Okay. You like the athletic, high-flying guys, huh?
Yeah, most definitely. Like, and they had some technical to them. Like, the only thing about Ricky the Dragon Steamboat is I caught him, like I said, in WWF. So I missed out on, which I don't know why I haven't really gone back and watched it, but I haven't taking in his Flair feud.
Oh, yeah, man. You're missing out.
I got some homework over these next couple of weeks while I'm home, so.
Was there a particular family member who got you into watching wrestling, or did you just kind of pick it up on your own?
Probably, I mean, if it was anybody, really, I think me and my brothers kind of fell into it around the same time, like WWE Superstars and Challenge, those two shows primarily. And then watched it whenever we got a chance to go somewhere that had pay-per-view. or like we'll get the tape from somebody to watch like one of the pay-per-views. But nobody really got me into it. It was kind of just one of them things where it was like it was on, and Hulk Hogan was like the big guy there. But eventually, like I gravitated away from him, and thankfully I did. Because we don't support Terry anymore, but yeah, it was probably because of him, most likely, that was like the first thing that was like, okay, we need to watch this.
Right, that rock and wrestling era, right?
Yeah, thankfully it didn't last.
I was actually talking to one of my friends, and what she was telling me was she was just like the presentation of WWE, of WWF at the time growing up, was just the way that it was presented attracted her to it more than NWA, just the way it looked. And so I could understand that visually. And plus she grew up in like New York too. So
yeah,
I definitely understand that. So glad to have you here. We're going to play a little Who You Got. And just,
I appreciate the invite.
No problem. But before we get to the games and the Royal Rumble preview, we got to go to the Mo Meltzer news portion of the show. So Mo, what you got for news this week, brother?
We all know the big news is NBC has made an agreement with WWE to air the WWE network content on Peacock.
So that thing for a Billy.
This deal. I mean, Vince had been wanting to do this for a while. It was like, talk about this like a couple years ago. And then that's when last year they was talking about he wanted to go back to doing pay-per-views for like $59.99 or whatever the case may be. And or he was talking about even going to like partners like Fight TV or things like that. So he finally got the deal done with NBC Universal. And I'm just wondering what's going to happen with that. Like, does this mean that we're not going to have, they said they shut down the network in the U.S., so international, it's still going to be an option, but.
Yeah, you're going to have to subscribe to Peacock in March. It's like March the 10th or 12th or something like that, they shut it down.
Yeah, 17th, I think, on Peacock.
Yeah, and then, so like Backlash is going to be the first pay-per-view on Peacock, so you don't have to subscribe to Fastlane. So you're gonna have to subscribe to Peacock. So I don't know if that's gonna be like, hey, I've been subscribing to this network for 6 years.
Yeah,
and you just, you know, grandfather me over here, or am I gonna have to like start up a brand new
show? Right. I think that's something that they're working on. I think it's supposed to be like a migration. But if you already have Peacock, then you pretty much just continue on using Peacock, like, because a lot of people have it for free.
Right.
They have like a premium already for free.
Yeah, we have Xfinity. You get it. You have it already included in your. It's already included, no cost. But here's the thing. So it's going to be two pricing tiers. It's going to be the $9.99 that you get no commercials, commercial free, and a $4.99 tier that runs with commercials.
Yeah, that's how they already run to Peacock.
Also, with this deal being in play, ESPN is no longer going to add WWE content. So that deal is officially done.
Yeah, so all those little, like, the little app, little write-ups and stuff they used to have on the apps and stuff, gone. No more.
So basically, it's no more WWE, but it's just, I guess they can be more AEW, bringing more AEW stars on and everything. So I guess they'll probably still look into more in the more other concept. But I wonder if that's what means that the old ESPN wrestling show he's coming back in the day is going to be going off the network too.
AWA?
No. AWA show?
No, Vince.
No, they had a wrestling they had a wrestling show that came on back in the day.
Yeah, that's AWA. No, Vince owns that.
It wasn't AWA. It was not.
I forgot what show that was.
on
AWA used to run a show on ESPN.
Yeah, on ESPN. Yeah, it came on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember it was 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
That was AWA?
Yeah, it was the very end of the AWA. It was like, it was like the last like 2 or 3 years. And then
it was that fiscal era.
Yeah, and then they started showing oh man, the Texas joint, Sam.
They had World Class on there for a little while.
That's why I should see on HZ World Class on there.
Yeah, USWA, whatever you
want to call it. USWA,
yeah. That's when basically Jerry Lawler and Jerry Jarrett bought the Texas part of the promotion and basically turned Tennessee into all that big territory and called it USWA.
You know when all that was going on, I forgot. I think Kevin was still trying to come up with his own world class somewhere else.
He was.
It just wasn't working. He was like, nobody wants this.
Yeah, man. Plus he didn't have enough money.
Nope.
Not to fight Jerry Lawler and Jerry Jarrett.
Yeah, money.
Yeah, they had super money. Anything else on the news front? So we'll all be getting a Peacock subscriptions here coming up soon. So
where is this all online? WWE cock.
Somebody did that on Twitter.
It was a WWE logo with cock at the end of it.
A lot of people were posting the Charlotte Flair outfit from WrestleMania.
I have one bit of news if you guys are.
Yes.
Oh, you're done? Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so like one of the sad news, one of the young lady wrestlers who was wrestling locally at my local indie promotion here, yeah, she sadly passed away this couple of days ago. She wrestled under, I don't want to give her our government name, but she wrestled under the name Claudia out here. She kind of had like a Harley Quinn gimmick without the mask really, or without the face paint. Well, sometimes she would actually put on the face paint, but really nice young lady. She one of her most famous matches was against Leva Bates, where a little accident happened with involving a sword.
Oh wow!
It was kind of like a famous story here, but I don't know if too many people know about it. I'll tell you later. It was actually kind of funny.
Sounds dangerous.
Yeah, I heard sword, and I was like, "What?"
Yeah, well. Leva was doing like her whole Game of Thrones bit, and somebody, I don't know which one it was, so one of them brought a real sword.
Oh, no.
Everybody thought it was a fake one. They were like, sure. That wasn't fake. That wasn't a fake sword. Let's put it that way.
Oh, no.
But yeah, sadly, young lady Claudia is no longer with us.
Yeah, that's definitely sad. Sad.
Also, those is being sent to the McMahon family, Vince McMahon's older brother, Rod, has passed away.
Yeah.
He never did anything in the wrestling business, did he?
There was a thing where, like, some years ago, they were going to bring him in to do, like, a like when they were throwing, when they were going to throw Vince out or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, it was after the Vince McMahon death thing.
The limo?
Yeah, after that, they were going to bring him in. It was so weird.
That'd be interesting. That whole thing kind of just blew up on itself.
Literally.
Yeah.
Pun intended.
Yeah. Paul London got mad heat for laughing.
and then he
laughed in the hallway and Vince went off. They said Vince went off when the show went off the air.
That's the reason why Paul London got abused on SmackDown every week after that too.
Well, hey, yeah. At least he didn't touch his shoulder.
Damn, Titus.
But then he ends up with an illegitimate kid. Like, he went from blowing up in a limo to having an illegitimate kid.
Well, that kind of killed Ken Kennedy's career because that was, he was supposed to be the recipient of that, but he got busted for drugs or whatever.
Yeah, and then Orton and Cena always I don't think they liked him too much for like botching, like trying to like they I think they got like injuries behind wrestling him.
Oh yeah, you don't want John Cena on your bad side because
Crime Time got fired the first time.
Yeah, I was about to say you'll end up like Crime Time did that one time. Then they was like, "Look here, man. Instead of fighting with each other, let's work together so we can stay on this roster."
They was bullying the ref because Cade and Murdoch, mm-hmm. the other guy, they kind of they kind of flipped the finish of the house show, and so they jumped the referee at the end of the match. And they was like,
that was wild.
And so they was back there arguing. The next thing you know, Cena had to come over there and intervene. The next thing you know, Crime Time was gone.
Yeah,
but then they got brought back quietly, and Jerry Lawler was like, they was on the island, and he said, I forgot what Jim Ross said. He's like, no, Rikers.
All right, so we're done with the news segment. So now we'll get into the Royal Rumble preview part of the show. Please use that hashtag RumbleCast this Sunday night starting at 7 p.m. to share your commentary with color on the Royal Rumble, the first of the big four events of the year. To some people, their favorite event, even more than WrestleMania, SummerSlam, or Survivor Series. So we are looking forward to everybody coming out and sharing their commentary with color by using the hashtag RumbleCast. So we will get into the Who You Got portion of the show, as we're going to play and preview this card. Now, as Adam Pearce has taught us in this last couple of weeks on SmackDown, this card is subject to change. So this is the card that I got offline, the most recent edition. But things could change by the time we get to the actual event on Sunday. A couple of people could be added or taken out. So first up, we have United States Championship match, where we have Bobby Lashley, your United States champion, defending against Riddle. So I'll start with our guest, Mr. Word Exclaim. Who you got?
Lashley better retain.
All right.
He better retain. Riddle, I like them more on NXT.
Mo to the underscore. Who you got?
Is it possible that we can get a double count out or something?
Oh, come on, man. You got it.
Mo's over here looking for a write-in vote.
Yeah.
No, seriously, Lashley retains because not anybody but Riddle.
All right. Mr. Samuel Kalunga, who you got?
Lashley. Lashley over the Penguin. See, I made that joke last time and no one
knew. I thought he was Hush.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to go with Bobby Lashley as well. Make it a clean sweep for that one. Next up, Intercontinental Championship. Now, this is a match that may end up being a three-way, but as of right now, it is just between Big E and Sami Zayn. Apollo Crews by Friday night may be a part of this thing too. But we'll start with Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese. Big E or Sami Zayn, who you got?
Oh, wow. Big E. Right. Even though I know Apollo's going to be added to it.
All right. Sam, who you got?
I'm going to have to go with my favorite size Frosty at Wendy's, Big E.
Mr. Word Exclaimed, who you got?
The match the way it is now, it has to be Big E.
All right. And I'm going to just continue the streak here, and I'm going to say Big E as well. But as we are all thinking, Apollo Crews could be added into this match. So if Apollo Crews is added into this match, does this change anybody's vote?
Yeah.
Okay, so
if
Apollo Crews is in the match, I'll put you down for Apollo instead of Big E.
Yeah, fair? It's Apollo's time.
All right.
That works.
Women's Tag Team Championship match as the champions, Asuka and Charlotte Flair, are defending against Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, the former champions. So, Mr. Samuel Kalunga, I'll start with you this time. Who you got?
I really don't care about any of these people. Well, I like Asuka.
Now, here you go with the write-in vote.
Double count out. They hit each other with mallets, and they all fall down. And
shout out to Brady Lee and Eric Rowan.
I'm going to have to go. Yeah, I'm just going to go with the champs.
All right. Word exclaimed, Asuka and Charlotte Flair, or Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler? Who you got?
I'm going in new. That Asuka-Charlotte team doesn't work.
So you're going Nia and Shayna?
They're winning the belts back.
All right.
Hopefully they drop it to the Dusty Classic winners, but we'll see.
All right. Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese. Who you got?
Oh, God. We have to talk about this match.
You got to, man. It's on the card.
Ah, forget it. Chance for Tane.
All right.
Winners will be Nia Styles.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Asuka and Charlotte Flair, the champs retain as well. Don't seem like there's going to be too many points to be had so far. Jade to the Max still has to give her votes, so she may be the one who actually ends up winning. She may get them all right like Queen Mel Mindy did that day.
We'll bring Queen Mel Mindy back so we can have some competition here. That was amazing.
I'm a protest like Sami Zayn.
For the WWE Championship, we have the champion, Drew McIntyre, defending against Goldberg. I'm going to start this one off, and I'm going to say Goldberg. Mr. Word exclaimed, who you got?
See, I'm still trying to figure out who's going to be wrestling who at WrestleMania, because I think they still want to do Roman versus Goldberg, so I'm going to go Drew.
All right. Please don't do Roman versus Goldberg, even though that would give him his two matches that he's contractually obligated to have this year. Nobody wants to see that. Mr. Samuel Kalunga, who you got? Goldberg?
I just hope they don't do him like they did Kevin Owens a few years ago. And just take the belt off him just to give it to Goldberg.
Right. So, Drew?
Yeah, I'm going Drew.
All right. And Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, who you got?
Oh, God. I'll go with Goldberg.
All right. Goldberg as well. All right. So, now it's time for the Women's Royal Rumble match. And what we'll do is we'll do this a little bit different. We'll do the Miss Didi Jonet thing here. Pick a number between 1 and 30, and that will be the entrant number that you think is going to win the match. Not necessarily a person, but the number that they come into the match. Mr. Word exclaimed, what number do you think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
I'm going to just pick my lucky number 9.
Lucky number 9. Now, if you want to put a person beside it, you can get extra points. Who you want to?
I've been joking around for the last year that it was going to be either Dana Brooke or Dakota Kai since they went ABC the first 3 years. But I think Bayley's winning it.
Bayley? All right. Bayley or the number 9 entrant. All right, so you get two shots at it. Mr. Samuel Kalunga, first, your number of the entrant you think is going to win?
Number 24.
Number 24. All right.
And my winner is Bianca Belair.
All right, Binky. I think that is the odds-on favorite so far. Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, number and then person you think is going to win the Royal Rumble?
I'll go with 20.
All right, number 20. And
I'll go with Bianca.
All right, Binky as well. Okay, I'm going to go with number 15. And I'm going to go with Charlotte Flair.
Back to back?
Uh-huh. She's going to pull a Stone Cold.
You sound a real shot, Shogun M.A. right now.
I know. I know, because I'm trying to win. Y'all up here trying to go with this chalk. All right, so Men's Royal Rumble. I will attack this the same way. I'll start with Sam. Sam, what number do you think the winner is going to be, and who do you think it's going to be?
14.
All right.
This is a tough one. 14 and... Is Braun available? Because I'll pick him.
He's hurt at the moment. I don't know if he's going to be a... I don't know if he's going to be a... surprise entrance.
But, okay, I mean, well then... 14 and Edge.
All right. Word exclaimed.
There's been some rumblings that Brock Lesnar is going to be number 30.
So that's what you got? 30 and Brock?
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what you're choosing?
Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Oh, man. If that happens, you'll get the extra credit. All right, Mr.
I mean, because somebody, there's somebody, they said they heard what the ending was going to be, and it was going to be, like, controversial, I guess. Oh,
I got you. That's always dicey, though, because sometimes they be throwing that out there just to give the sheet something to run with,
yeah.
And then they come back and do something on the other end that's totally different, so... Mo to the.
No, remember how that one dude Dolphin was out there ruining all the endings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then like they started changing it up just because of him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mo, who you got?
I'm going with 17.
All right.
Damn. Y'all gave some good picks. Keith Lee.
Oh. Keith Lee. That's a good choice. All right, I'm going to go with number 21 on this one. And I'm going to go with Daniel Bryan. Because this is the only thing he has not done. And he's been on a very significant losing streak lately, which makes me think they're trying to get people off the scent of Daniel Bryan. So I think Daniel Bryan is going to win. So to review the Royal Rumble picks for the women and men, we have Word Exclaimed thinking the winner is going to come from the number 9 spot, and he picks Bayley. Sam thinks the winner is going to come from the number 24 spot, and he picks Bianca Belair. Mo thinks it's going to come from the number 20 spot. He also picks Bianca Belair.
Wait. I'm going to pull an audible.
Okay.
Alexa Bliss.
Oh, Alexa Bliss. Okay.
All right. As soon as you said audible, I had a feeling that was coming.
Like you said, we got to go for the win here. So I'm going to be very contrarian with this one, even though her booking had me real upset.
I think the winner is going to be from the 15th spot, and it's going to be Charlotte Flair. So there's basically two ways to make points in the Royal Rumble part of this. So, you know, we can break up some of those ties I think we're going to have in the earlier matches. In the men's side, Sam thinks the winner is going to come from the 14th spot, and it's going to be Edge. Word Exclaimed thinks the winner is going to be from the number 30 position, and it's going to be Brock Lesnar. Mo to the underscore Reese thinks it's going to be number 17 at Keith Lee. And I think it's going to be number 21, Daniel Bryan. So again, please share your commentary with color with us this Sunday. Use the hashtag RumbleCast. Also be looking out this weekend for our Who You Got Twitter polls, so you can vote on Twitter and tell us who you got.
Hold on, one more thing. Crazy thing about the Rumble, I think NXT is going to have some superstars in it because I did last count, it was like 16 on the men's side and I think 12 on the women's side. So, you know, either with SmackDown still the go, it might still be some spots for NXT superstars to fill in.
Definitely
for the women.
Yeah, the NXT will probably be the surprises this year. I don't know how many, unless they got some free agents that they've been tucked away to come run out there.
But they did have some new signings that have been in the Dusty Rhodes Classic, but I highly doubt they'll be the ones that'll be in it.
Right, right. So you never know who could show up. I mean, I think Rhea Ripley for sure may be in it.
Oh, yeah, she definitely might be on her way up.
Yeah.
We ain't seen her in a couple weeks.
Yeah, she might be in it. I don't know if they're going to hold off Damian Priest, but he could be in it on the men's side just because they need people who've already been down there.
He hasn't been around either, so
yeah,
he might be in.
He got put through a table, and that was all she wrote.
So yeah, it's gonna be interesting this year without them being able to. Well, I mean, we think they won't be able to fly anybody in, you know, for the normal, oh my gosh, you know, cameo surprises. But you never know. They got
no bad money might be in it. Might be in it.
They got Booker T might be in it. He's there.
Well, Bad Bunny's performing at
Rumble. He's performing that Booker T song, right?
Yeah. Booker T's a video too. I was like, go ahead, G.I. bro.
Yeah.
Like, you couldn't be King Booker for this one?
Oh God. No, he definitely in the video, he was G.I. bro.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just thinking his first thought was, I'm gonna be G.I. bro, not King Booker.
I don't know. I guess the song is too hype for a King Booker, so he definitely had to be G.I. bro.
I got
he could it. Be he could be Kane from the Urban Express.
Listen, they came in as Cole and Kane, and I was like, do y'all? And I'm like a young watching it. I'm like, do you not know the implications of that? And then they changed it to Booker T and Stevie Ray. So it was like,
I still can't get over them being Harlem Heat when they're from Houston.
Right.
For years I used to mess with me. I'm like, wait, weren't these dudes Kane and Cole's last week? What?
Nobody remembers that
for years.
And I was just like, Booker T and Stevie Ray, I said, oh, so they got rid of the cocaine. Gotcha. I mean, a lot of them wrestlers was on that back in the day, but you know.
All right, Mr. Samuel Kalunga, it's time for your Raw report.
All right, everybody, buckle in and sit down and enjoy a drink of your choosing or whatever. If you smoke or get down like a, if you smoke like Rob Van Dam or get down with the munchies like old Riddle, then please partake. Okay, Monday Night Raw, January 25th, 2021. Drew McIntyre comes down and cut a boring 20-minute promo. He says he defeated COVID, but he has not defeated Goldberg. Miz and Morrison comes down. They promise to beat the holy hell out of whoever is left champion after the title match at Rumble. Goldberg comes down. He tells Drew that on Sunday, Drew is next. Miz and Morrison begin to instigate. Drew and Goldberg take them out with their respective finishers. Charlotte is interviewed by Charlie. She always defies the odds. And if she would bet on anyone, it would be herself. Charlie asks about Ric Flair and Lacey, and will it be a distraction? She says she has seen her father during some dark days, and this might be the darkest. Wow, never mind all the other stuff he's done. This is the darkest. Okay, Charlotte Flair versus Shayna. During the match, Nia gets in the ring, and the two double-team Charlotte for the disqualification. Mandy and Dana come in for the save. During the fracas, Lacey Evans joins in. During commercial, the brawl turns into a six-person straight-up tag team match. So at some point during this match, early on, Shayna could not make it back into the ring to beat the count, and her team was counted out. Was this supposed to happen? Was this an accident?
No, Shayna definitely blew that one, so they had to call the audible.
Okay, so during commercial, Adam Pearce is ambushed by the heel women. They want the match restarted. Adam Pearce proves that he's a simp, and he restarts the match. He does what they ask, you know. Just a six-person match the rest of the way. Mandy has improved significantly. She's still awful, but whatever. Nia hits Dana with a nasty one-arm choke slam and then leg drops her for extra emphasis. She gets the pin and her team wins. Ali cuts a promo flanked by Flapjack and Windex. He then cuts another promo inside the parking garage of the Temple Mall. He talks about Kofi taking his spot in Elimination Chamber, costing him this shot at greatness. All right, so now we have Flapjack versus Xavier Woods. Xavier doesn't waste any time going right after Flapjack. T-Bone comes around for a distraction. Xavier isn't going for it, giving Flapjack a Shining Wizard and pinning Flapjack. Xavier darts out of the ring, but then runs into T-Bone. Windex and T-Bone give Xavier a choke slam. Flapjack gets a chair, and Ali takes it and makes like he's going to hit Xavier. But instead he sits in it like Dwayne from What's Happening. Y'all used to watch that? You know how he used to sit down backwards?
Yeah.
Okay, he wants Xavier to deliver a message to Kofi. He knows Kofi will not compete in the Rumble, but his replacement has been found. And wouldn't you like to know who won the pony? It's Ali.
Is that a Cornette reference, sir?
Huh?
Is that a Cornette reference?
Of course. Come on.
And okay. I'm more hyped for King of the Ring after that promo.
All right, so Matt Riddle is walking backstage after partaking in an edible. He runs into R-Truth and more dumb crap happens. The VIP lounge is open. They talk about tonight's match against Riddle and how they need to be focused. The Hurt Business presents MVP was a present. And if this had been a picture of Bobby Lashley, I would have died. But instead, it's a 24K necklace and medallion. It looks good. Shelton and Cedric, John Jacob, R-Truth comes out thinking the celebration is for him. The catering boys run out to attack Truth. Her business goes after them for ruining the party, but then Riddle comes out and hits MVP and dashes away.
The chain was very nice. I thought it was going to be a picture of Cedric, not of Bobby.
Cedric.
Because Cedric's the one that's channeling The Rock, not Bobby.
Well, I mean,
yeah, but Cedric is just like so far down on the totem pole, though.
He did help him design it, though. Helped the jeweler design it.
Let's see. What did the chain say after? Oh, the THB.
THB.
Yeah, THB.
Truth,
happy birthday.
Truth, happy birthday.
Adam Pearce is backstage. R-Truth is there. Stuff happens. A match is made between him and AJ Styles for a spot in the Rumble.
It's not Money in the Bank.
Yeah, not Money in the Bank. Sheamus versus John Morrison. The match was basic. Sheamus brawling style against Morrison, flipping around the ring. It was an okay match, but it was just very, very basic as far as back and forth goes. Morrison focused the majority of the match on working on Sheamus' left leg. Sheamus attempts to hit White Noise a few times, but fails because his leg gives out. Eventually, he does hit it and gets the pin. Miz jumps in the ring after the match and challenges Sheamus to a handicap match right now. Sheamus accepts. Sheamus versus Miz and Morrison. The match goes as expected. Miz and Morrison peg all over Sheamus. After a big, brief comeback, Miz hits the skull-crushing finale on Sheamus to get the victory. All right, so Ric Flair is backstage with Lacey showing her moves a la Triple H and Trish Stratus. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
Charlotte walks in and lets Rick know that she isn't the bad guy in the situation and that she's currently the only one protecting him. She has seen him behave this way before, and now it's just downright sad. As she backs away to the door, Lacey hits her with the women's right and knees her right against the door. Rick goes to check on her, but Lacey drags him away. All right, what do y'all think of this?
It's like, what's the pitch on that woo, baby? Like, is it like woo or is it like woo? That shit was funny.
Did y'all see the picture that she posted where she was in the lingerie and she said something about...
Over Ric Flair's face on
Bernie Sanders, and I was like, she's definitely practicing for Old Space Mountain.
Huh. Dang,
I don't know what Charlotte was thinking, telling her to leave. Like, it should have been on site.
Did y'all see that picture? There's a y'all remember that video, that GIF of like the Nation of Domination coming out, and that little white kid. mm-hmm. holding his arm up. Right. They did that, but they put Bernie in it. Let's see. R-Truth versus AJ Styles Royal Rumble qualifier.
You see, Omos? This is what I'm going to do to 29 other men in the Royal Rumble match.
Oh, quite a declaration.
Hold on a second, and if this were the Royal Rumble, AJ would have been eliminated by Truth. Oh, now Styles is ticked. Oh! Face first into the canvas goes.
Oh, my God. Truth is in a lot of trouble, went into the hardest part of the ring. Oh, my goodness.
I know what I was doing.
Well, Ross cares what's up.
Hey, good call, Truth.
Truth. Now he's got to focus on the match at hand.
Oh, watch the positioning of Styles.
Oh, thought about the phenomenal forearm. Truth having some trouble with the left knee. Oh, my gosh. Oh. And now, yes, I believe he is. He's going to channel two-time Royal Rumble match winner John Cena, his childhood hero.
Yes, that's right. Truth, man, what a way to possibly win this matchup.
A little five-knuckle shuffle. And now R-Truth. Wait for the scissor kick to the back of the neck. Look at Truth.
Up goes AJ.
Going for an attitude adjustment.
Speaking of adjustments.
Oh, and now wait a minute, AJ Styles. Calf crusher. Calf crusher. Truth taps out to Styles.
Here's your winner by submission. The phenomenal AJ Styles.
And another Royal Rumble dream dash. AJ
stop. Replay of the weirdo Randy Orton vignette and some Alexa stuff. I didn't care.
I didn't think that Mr. Wrestling 3 was going to catch on, but folks been laughing at it.
It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff.
I didn't think it was going to catch on. I just thought if that was just going to be me just getting that off and nobody paid attention. Next thing you know, DJ Wiley Sparks was like, who said that? And I was like, angled on. It was my co-host. I was like, sir.
Dude, when I first saw him, I was like, he's like El Santo in Mexico. He has that mask.
Well, you know, I got to give the proper, you know, I don't want to be out here not giving people their proper due, man. I don't want to be out here being a plagiarist, taking credit for work I didn't create.
Hey, put me in your work cited, sir.
Cite him APA style or MLA style. Let's see. Riddle versus the Hurt Business Gauntlet match. At one point during the match, Riddle tries to roll up Shelton. Alexander jumps up on the apron to distract the referee. However, during this, Shelton reverses the roll up, but the ref is still messing with Cedric. Shelton gets hot at Cedric. Riddle uses the distraction to roll up Shelton and get the victory. There you go. Take a drink.
There you go. Pour up. Drink. What's up, Miss Didi Jeanne?
Okay, you guys completed your
indulgence? Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so MVP is angry because now he has to compete in the gauntlet match as he admonishes Shelton while in the ring. Riddle gets to jump on him, puts him in a submission, and MVP taps immediately.
I was like, sir, really?
I thought MVP was going to go last. That caught me off guard with the order.
You see, so now it's up to Cedric. If he wins, he gets a U.S. title shot against Bob. Did you notice that? Yeah, Roberto. He's calling him Roberto. Okay, so Cedric starts the match having the upper hand. He's proud of himself as he stretches Riddle. He jawjacks with Shelton. MVP tells him to focus. Riddle starts his fight his way back, but Cedric is back in control. Holy crap, I didn't write the ending of this match. What happened?
Oh, Matt Riddle got the win with one of those victory rolls.
Yeah, he rolled Cedric.
He pinned him like he pinned Shelton.
I think this is the point where my laptop battery died, and I was just like, oh, crap, time to go to bed. Okay. Well, I came back for the rest of this, so Edge talks about his comeback, his new injury, and stuff about Randy Orton and his mama.
Somebody better call his mama.
I'm just kidding about that last part. Anybody, and even enough to talk about you, you gotta talk about your mama too.
So if Edge wins the Royal Rumble, does he challenge for the World Heavyweight Championship? Because that doesn't exist anymore. Because he keeps talking about the belt that he never lost.
That's true.
Man, Edge is just like, yo, I'm just grateful to, you know, be in this ring. So
yeah, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah, whatever belt has that lineage, which is the WWE Championship, he'll take it.
There you go. So Asuka versus Alexa Bliss for the Women's Championship match. I mean, for the Women's Championship. Match goes back and forth. At one point, the lights flash, and Alexa is in the corner weeping. Apparently, she's turning the regular back into the regular plain old Alexa Bliss, which commentary does a good job pointing out. Thank you. If not, I'd be like,
did something right for once.
Yeah, I was like, well, they actually acknowledged this and actually moved the story along. Asuka tries to run at her. Alexa dodges it. The lights go out again, and when they come back, Alexa is in different gear doing the spider thing like Bray. Asuka is terrified. She tries some offense, but Alexa no-sells. Asuka tries the submission hold and nothing. Alexa makes a comeback, and just as she's about to put the final nail in the coffin, Randall appears without a mask, his face burnt.
I'm sure it was burnt, or he ran the red light.
He got a bad tan.
He stayed out in the sun a little bit too long.
They should have done what Ric Flair did back in the day, the sandpaper.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they attacked Ricky Morton in the green or the Charlotte Coliseum, and they took Ricky Morton's face and rubbed it in against the cement, and so to make it appear like Ricky Morton had his face rubbed against the cement, they rubbed sandpaper on his face.
Gotcha. All right.
Okay, so he gives Alexa an RKO, and I guess the match is thrown out because then we just fade to black.
Yeah, because the time was up.
It was 11 o'clock, so you know.
USA don't be playing that overrun no more. Yeah.
Man, they got to show that episode of NCIS.
Actually, it was Stone Cold that season, the one he's doing.
Oh, him and Ice-T?
No, that was last week. This one was Teddy Haddish.
I know the one with Ice-T was probably real good because
he went down to the hood. That was like Stone Cold in the hood.
Man, Stone Cold verified everywhere in every hood. You see what he wrote when on Twitter about the flag, about the Confederate flag, right?
Yeah.
Stone Cold verified in every hood.
Oh, that's your Monday Night Raw.
Man, Monday Night Raw trying to be damn Lucha Underground and failing at it miserably. Lucha Underground have far better tricks and magic than Monday Night Raw is pulling off.
And Dario Cueto too, so.
Like, what he's up to now? That
people they say he's still acting. I heard on one podcast I listened to, he's still like acting.
He's an actor. He's not really a wrestling person.
But I think I don't know. They talking about MLW was taken over by some Aztec underground or something like that. So that could be a tie-in for him to come back. I don't know. If it do, I'll be watching MLW a lot more often because Dario Cueto was the kind of a bad guy. Owner that I like, kind of like Vince.
They could bring more stuff from Lucha Underground to MLW. I'd watch it more.
Yeah, man, Lucha Underground was very, very slept on, but very, very good product. Good wrestling, good story.
Yeah, I think MLW is its closest cousin in a way. You know, okay. Like, as far as like the presentation,
the business ruined Lucha Underground.
Right,
like, the way they had the contracts were all screwed up, and it's not for that. I was dying to get the LRA network. Like I was like, yo, I gotta find this channel. Like, I actually paid Apple to get the season pass for season 3 and 4.
The LRA network was like an hour deep in our digital package, so you would have to go past like the music channels to get the to that station.
Yeah, I didn't have it at all. I don't have it at all out here. I think I just got it after Lucha had already ended.
Way too late.
Yeah, like they showed the replays, but I'm like, come on, really?
I had it. I just didn't have it in HD. Like, there's such a lot. We just Yeah, we just wouldn't get an HD.
It wasn't HD. It was just a regular station.
Yeah.
But for some reason, there's some channels that are like that on Uverse. I don't know why.
But if you were to go down their roster, just about everybody who is on that roster is in a major company right now on major TV.
Yeah. I remember I got into a little bit with Jeff Cobb because I knew about Lucha Underground, but I didn't really know too much about ROH and MLW. he was like, so you know about Lucha Underground, but you don't know about ROH and MLW? And I was like, yeah, and you got rolled up after a superplex.
Man, MLW should make a little deal with New Japan and bring in Jeff Cobb as a Matanza again.
Oh man, that was some good shit right there.
Yeah, the wheel and spinning the wheel, finding the next victim. Like, yeah, that.
Dude, if they bring in that Aztec Warfare, I'm in 100%.
Yeah, I still go back and watch those on Tubi.
Yeah, they had some good matches, man. They had some good stipulation matches, some good variations on some old school matches. So yeah, man, Lucha Underground definitely was a pioneer. You know, the first person who could actually be like, hey, you know what? Wednesday is a night they can hold two wrestling shows.
Oh, dude, the Vampiro versus Pentagon.
Yeah, with the light tubes and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, at Ultima Lucha 1.
Yeah. The Johnny Mundo Prince Puma like final match, last man standing.
Oh, the final match in their tournament. Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
Man, they swerved everybody with that match. Everybody thought Morrison was gonna win.
King Cuerno, when he was doing his thing.
Well, watch him on NXT.
Him and Phoenix going back and forth for the Gift of the Gods title at the start of season 2.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That was just really good stuff, man. Cage with those superpowers and shit he had, because Willie Mack off in there. Yeah, man.
Another one.
Just, you know, great, great series, great athletes. If you got some time.
My man Willie Mack was scared of Mil Mortis. Sorry, Bill, but you're out.
So go back and definitely
check Swerve's kill shot.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well,
I was watching MLW and I was like, who is this Swerve Scott dude? And I'm like, oh, it's kill shot. Oh, okay.
Where's AR Fox been?
But he was over at Evolve, but then Evolve was shut down. So
I'll tell you where. Never mind.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. Wasn't he on the for the Culture card?
Oh, okay. You know,
like back a few months ago?
I didn't see that. I meant to go back and watch that and didn't get a chance to watch that. I
mean, NXT or whatever should bring in his wife, Ayla Fox, and have her manage Leon Ruff again. That was a pretty good pairing. I don't know if his current wife is going to allow that.
Oh yeah, that's not going to happen.
She's like, put the kibosh on that. Like, nope.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. But Leo Rush is getting back into it in New Japan. So
yeah, he's the MLW middleweight champion.
Okay.
Yeah,
he much for him retiring.
He beat Myron Reed at they had Kings of Coliseum the same night as New Year's Smash and New Year's Evil.
That might have been the way he got out of the whatever was left of his contract, Mo.
What contract?
WWE contract.
He got cut.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was a part of that.
Okay. He was part of the ones that got cut.
Okay.
See, I thought he got axed because he was talking smack on the Twitter.
No, he got in trouble because Tennille Dashwood.
Yeah, he got in trouble for that, and they came down hard on him.
Well, he already had heat because him and Bobby Lashley was having some backstage beef, you know, because Bobby Lashley was trying to young boy him, and Leo Rush was like, nah, we ain't doing that in 2019.
Right.
So that's when Booker T first came out and was like, look, man, you're real good. You just got to know how to play the game in this business. Just like
Booker T and Mark Henry both were both on.
Yeah,
you can.
They were saying he had like a whole entourage with him backstage. I was like, dude, what?
It's like you got something that a lot of people don't have. You got the gift of gab. You can talk, plus you can wrestle. It's like you can be in this company for 20 years if you position yourself right. But you know, Leo Rush was like, nah, man, I'm not carrying nobody bags.
Yeah, just like when Brock Lesnar tells the story of like when he first started, he told Taker he would be his like, you know, his bag boy. I'll pump gas or whatever, just let me roll with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, different mentality.
Yep. So, that's why Taker favors the old school rather than what's going on now.
Yeah, he said I didn't listen to it, but like he said WWE is soft now.
Yeah, he said the story. Like, he said, well, he got guys back there playing video games. I'm like, well, this is keeping people out of trouble. What the fuck?
No, man, your wrestlers are supposed to be out here,
talking shit,
drinking and carousing with women and getting pulled over with drugs in their car and beating up people in bar fights. That's what wrestlers are supposed to do, man.
Or getting beat up by people in bar fights.
What's up, Shawn Michaels?
Get beat up by the whole Navy.
Right.
That's what wrestlers are supposed to do, man. They're not supposed to play video games and just drive to the next city and go to the hotel and wake up the next day and go to the gym.
I'm getting over them posting on social media, on Instagram, especially under their real names. That's like a sin. Well, it was like a sin like 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
It was a sin for other people to be on social media now.
Dude, that dude was cameos.
He did Joe Rogan's podcast, if I'm not mistaken.
That's where the soft comic came from.
He was doing cameos for Grammy and them. He was doing cameos for like little kids, like one of the kids.
He was on promos for J Balvin or Bad Bunny, one of them two. He was doing promos for them talking about.
He did a promo for Dr. Disrespect. He did a promo for him.
He made a lot of money off them cameos too. It was like, wait, are you serious? Like he got a quick little bag.
Yeah, it was like $1,000 a pop. But you know WWE gonna get theirs too.
Oh yeah, you know Vince gotta get his off the top. That's why RIP Zelina Vega. Because
a cameo goes down online, I want in.
Because she was like, you know, I'm doing this thing over here for my cosplay. This ain't even got nothing to do with WWE, but she was doing it under her wrestling name and not her real name, and it got her burnt.
Everything was cool to the OnlyFans.
Yeah, but she wasn't even doing nothing on there. Like, I saw some of it. I mean, I didn't actually subscribe, but somebody told me.
That's what I'm saying. She was just doing cosplay.
It has that connotation, yeah, that negative connotation to it. Right. And come to find out, none of them girls are making money.
Well,
it's because a lot of them use third party services. Like a lot of like when you're on there thinking you're talking to Obsession or Dominic Simone, you're talking to some dude.
Wow.
Yeah, it's janky. The internet is a scary place where you start diving deep into the dark net?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Scary place over there. That's where all those people who ran up in the Capitol, that's where they reside at, over there in the dark web.
So they was plucking them people off left and right.
Yeah, because they're not smart enough to realize that, hey, if you're going to go do some dumb don't be posting yourself on Twitters and Instagrams and every other social
media. Oh, no, there wasn't. They were on Parler. They weren't on
Parler. They were on Parler.
They got kicked off of Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, well, whatever social media is you on, don't go posting it.
Oh, you know, the FBI has visited or is in the process of visiting everybody whose location pinged in that area that day.
Oh, yeah.
The people that thought they were gonna fly home—that was like the most hilarious.
Oh, thing yeah, in the world. They got stopped. They got stopped at the airport.
Not like DC ain't got cameras everywhere, on every city block and corner that they could just turn on whenever they want to and look at you.
You know, like a nation or a group of people who are paranoid about like people spying on them and whatnot, just easily think they're just gonna go and do that and just walk home.
So
they caught somebody out where I stay at too, that was out there.
There was a cop. There was a local cop that got caught up in that too.
Man, they all police officers, and firemen, and ex-military people. Man, that's
I think that's, one dude out here was like a city councilman or something.
That's the base.
Yep.
So before we turn it over, so everybody can give their shout outs and thank yous, just I want to gauge everybody's excitement for this year's Royal Rumble. So word exclaimed 1 to 10, your excitement level heading into this year's Royal Rumble.
For the Rumble matches, it's always a 10. As far as the whole show, I'm about a 7.
Okay.
Wait, hold up, real quick. Did we do Roman and Owens?
Oh, no, we didn't.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, Kevin Owens and Roman. How did I forget that?
You out here, you disrespecting the tribal.
Yeah, I don't want the tribal chief to come see me.
You don't care about you taking food off his table.
Yeah,
you want him to take your podcast away?
Look over here and talk about something. They know Don De Laurentiis. It's me.
It's like now on the WWE Network.
The WrestleCast.
Where's Don?
How did y'all get that deal? I said, well, Roman heard Don disrespecting him, so he pulled some strings, and now we're WWE entity. We're independent contractors.
Yo, what do we for it?
He took away the Patreon.
They better be glad that it was the other Uso and not the other Uso. It was this Uso and not the other one, because then the tribal chief might go over to Naomi and smack that ass and be like, what? What you gonna do? What you gonna do, Uso? You ain't gonna do nothing.
Oh, please don't put that in the air. Please don't make that an angle.
Just go in and just give it a good smack. Just be like, what?
Sam?
Hopefully she's in the Rumble.
Yeah, hopefully.
She been anywhere around? Because I haven't been watching, but I'm pretty sure she's on Raw. She's on Raw, isn't she?
Her and Jimmy posted their grills.
She had some lady recently. She had some lady issues, so she had to take some time off.
They're posting their grills. What are they? Were they Traeger grills?
Nah, they just got some grills.
Never mind.
Some new teeth.
Paul Wall edition.
Paul Wall.
Oh, those kind of grills. Okay.
Yeah, her said glow on the bottom.
I know what y'all are talking about. I'm just being funny.
I know, but it just...
I was trying to know, so.
Okay.
All right, so we got the final who you got before we wrap up, before we get everybody else's temperature on the Royal Rumble. Sam, who you got? Kevin Owens or the Tribal Chief?
That gives me an idea. I'm going to go post my grill on Instagram and be like, hashtag grills.
She got a weapon.
I don't even know what it is. I got it at the store for like cheap. I got it at a grocery store, Don. Don't mess with me.
Okay, I got you.
I don't do all that fancy stuff. Oh, no. For what match were you talking about?
Roman and Kevin Owens.
I got to go with the Tribal Chief.
All right. Mo to the underscore. Who you got?
Boy. I'm going with Owens.
Oh, upset. Word exclaimed, who you got?
Again, thinking about the WrestleMania main event, I got to go with the head of the table.
All right. And just because I don't want this to be considered any form of disrespect, I'm choosing Roman as well. Please don't come shut us down, Roman. Thank you, Roman, for this fresh internet that always works every week.
Oh, here we go. Talk about some good, my good sir.
All right. Mo to the underscore Reese, 1 to 10. What's your excitement for this year's Royal Rumble?
I'll say 7.5 to 8.
Okay. All right. Samuel Kalunga, what you got?
I don't know. For 3.
3.
Yeah, I really don't care anymore.
It's about on par for what I thought you were going to say. Me, I'm probably at about a 6 because I don't feel like Raw's done a good job of building their part of the show up. I thought SmackDown has lapped them as far as like everything I want to see on this show is SmackDown based. Oh, you know what? There's probably another match we could probably add on this, even though they haven't announced it yet. If y'all want to, y'all think Binky versus Bayley is going to make this, or are they going to wait and...
They're going to be in the Rumble. They're in the Rumble.
Okay, so they're going to extend their singles match out till the next pay-per-view. All right.
Yeah, that's probably going to be a Fastlane match.
Okay.
To figure out probably who, like... I know I picked Bayley to win the Rumble, but it's probably going to be shenanigans, and then they'll probably fight for who gets Sasha at WrestleMania.
Right. Wait. Sasha and Carmella.
That's gonna be a match.
Yeah, that was already booked.
She had to wrestle regular.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
Oh yeah, okay.
Circus Soleil guy.
Damn, I told you the site I had was like the best one I could find. They didn't have all the matches. All right.
Yeah, she said I'll give you the match if I get to fight Reginald.
Okay, so. Who y'all got?
Sasha.
Everybody going with Sasha?
Sure, yes.
Okay. Mo?
It's her birthday today, actually.
Yeah, it sure is.
All right. Yeah, clean sweep on that, because, I mean, Carmella, for the first time ever, I finally saw what Corey Graves sees in her when she came out there in that red jumpsuit.
And we still don't care.
Yeah, like he said that he was hanging out with Reginald or something like that at one point on the show. And I was like, why were you hanging out? Oh, that's why you were hanging out with Reginald. It was like, why is Reginald still there?
But, okay, there we go. Sasha Banks, Boss Bay champ retains. All right, so that's all the matches now. So... hopefully we've got everything. We've got Bobby Lashley and Riddle, Big E and Apollo, Charlotte Flair and Asuka versus Nia and Shayna, Sasha versus Carmella, Goldberg and Drew, Roman and Kevin Owens, and the two Royal Rumble matches. So again, use the hashtag.
Sadly.
Oh, yes?
Like with the Say No to pre-shows, I have a feeling Street Profits and Dolph and Rude are probably going to wrestle on the pre-show, but...
Daddy DeVille said that Montez Ford didn't get no match till his knee was good, so that might be
weeks off. So don't disrespect Daddy DeVille on the show.
Oh, no disrespect, but I mean his knee might be fine on Friday, so I don't know. We'll see.
He heard the gift basket and everything.
She took it, right? No, they never gave it to her.
They gave it to her because she walked off with it.
Oh, I thought they held it back because they didn't get the match they wanted.
No.
But hey, man.
His brother's going to be on he was on Dark tonight, and he's going to be on Dynamite tomorrow.
Who's brother?
Dolph's brother. Dolph.
Oh, Dolph Ziggler has a brother?
Yeah.
Yeah, Nick Nemeth. He wrestling over at AEW.
Ryan Nemeth.
Nick is Dolph Ziggler, but Ryan.
The Hollywood Paws hunk.
Okay.
He's been wrestling on Dark and some Dynamite.
Okay. He's going to job the Adam Page tomorrow.
Okay, no problem. Y'all feeling the momentum AEW's building up with this Impact stuff?
I ain't watching that shit. Sorry.
None of it. It depends on what they do. Because right now, I don't see Good Brothers losing a Private Party at the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for Rich Swann to slide on over to AEW.
If Private Party wins the titles, then see, that's what, like last week, when Good Brothers beat up Phoenix in the back, mm-hmm. I was like, yo, where's Private Party?
Mm-hmm. Right. All right.
So, like if they do a little bit more cohesion, it's like, okay, cool. But it's like, I would have thought Private Party would have been the one team that would have tried to go at Good Brothers when they showed up.
All right. I'm going to turn it over first to our guest, Mr. Word Exclaimed, for your shout outs and thank you, sir.
Give a shout out to Mo to the _ Reese because you have to say the whole thing for always shouting me out. Definitely got to give a shout out to Don for extending the invite. Quality entertainment that I've been enjoying for these past couple of months. Sam when he shows up with his riveting Raw reviews. So definitely shout out to you guys. shout out to the ladies that I listen to on here with Simi on Wednesdays and on with NXT and AEW and then Jade with SmackDown. And then a lot of the other ladies that came up on when they did the Ladies Night Edition. So I still have to get into the push, but shout out to those guys from, you know, going back and forth on Twitter here and there. And yeah, shout out to Roman Reigns. I want no problems. I do not sit at the head of my table.
Mr. Samuel Kalunga, sir, shout outs and thank you.
Shout out to you guys, of course. And shout out to OMGX. Nikki, today is her birthday. So yay.
Happy birthday.
So a birthday skeleton will be coming her way.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, so yeah, that's about it.
All right. Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, your shout outs and thank you, sir.
Shout out to Word Sling for finally coming on the show. Shout out to Dawn, as always, another great show. Shout out to Sam, Greg, DD, the OGs of the WrestleCast. Shout out to Classic. Shout out to Mel, because Mel always gets shout outs. Simi, Cammy D, Jade to the Max, Anwar, Terry's Boy, Roll Up Sonny. Everybody else will be rolling, who we coming through with us, Miss V. Jupiter Julep, I was on that. I recorded an episode of their podcast when they was watching Bridgerton. So she was like, you always shouts me out on the show. I was like, you damn right, got shot by Wonder Twin. So shout out to her. Shout out to everybody at the push. Trying to link up because everybody's talking about they want to come on the show now. So we got to try to get this a new episode popping so we can have some new voices on there and everything. So I'm going to hit the fellas up.
There's a list, and you know how it goes.
The list. You are on the list.
They gotta vet all of you people who just can't let anybody show up on this CSPN networks. There's a vetting process that goes through. Don't know what kind of riffraff and tweets you've been putting out.
I get a Norman the Lunatic coming in here.
show up like Kanye. Tony Khan does not care about black people.
I'd like to give a shout out to Mr. Word Exclaimed for being our special guest on this episode of the Rawcast, helping us preview the Royal Rumble. Definitely appreciate him being a patron, retweeting and sharing all the episodes. So definitely appreciate you being a listener and a fan of this podcast, coming through in the live tweets and every week. So much, much, much appreciated, sir. Mr. Samuel Kalunga, thank you for joining us this week. Hopefully we can have you back on a more consistent basis where, you know, you deliver.
Well, that's up to the people at my job and how they do their scheduling.
We're going to have to, make sure that...
Oh, we got to send Roman Reigns to go talk to my boss.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, you don't have Sam on a real show. You know, you're taking food off my table. So you don't care about my family.
He's just gonna walk into the manager's office and put his feet up on his desk.
Man's gonna be like, who is this guy?
Shout out to Mo to the underscore Reese, Miss J to the Max, Miss Simi, Anwar Starwin, Terry's Boy, Miss Jupiter Julep, Miss V, Cammy D, Ashley. Be sure to check out the Patreon page over there at patreon.com/CSPN Media, where you can hear AEW Dynamite reviews. You can also hear pre and post show conversations from this recording, so you can hear more things that we talk about besides just wrestling.
You definitely will get a doozy this week.
Yes, so
word.
There is the teaser right there for this week's edition of the Dark Match, only on the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. One more reminder, the hashtag this Sunday, RumbleCast. Use that hashtag to share your commentary with color on this year's Royal Rumble, starting at 7 p.m. this Sunday night. So for Mr. Mo to the underscore Reese, Mr. Samuel Kalunga, and our special guest, Mr. Word Exclaimed, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been The Rawcast. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
You know, if 2020 has taught me anything else, it's taught all of us anything. So you can't sleep on tomorrow. You gotta dream, you gotta wake up, you gotta reach for it, you gotta fight for it. Every day. Tomorrow's not guaranteed. So sometimes you find yourself in a place, you gotta pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep walking. Forward. Always forward. So bear with me, okay? 10 years ago, after WrestleMania 27, I went to bed as the reigning world heavyweight champion. Not the world. Within a week, I had to forfeit that championship. My championship. My career. The only career I've ever wanted. My dream. I'll never forget when I told my mom that I was going to be a wrestler. She said, well, just go do it. Simple words, right? But those simple words, they were the jet fuel to let the fire in my gut, to make me fight. 9 years. Get my career back, my dream back. And then a backlash. Randy Orton. Tore my triceps. And gave me another reminder in case I forgot or in case I needed it, that everything you hold dear, everything you hold close can be torn away from you just like that. But you can't live in that space. You gotta fight. And I know what my mom would say. She'd say, Adam, just go do it. So with that in mind, I am entering the Royal Rumble. I know it won't be like last year. The stakes are higher. So I need to win the Royal Rumble. I need to main event WrestleMania and take back what I never lost. What is mine? At some point, you gotta fight to make that dream a reality. And at the Royal Rumble, I'm going to fight with every fiber of my being, with every breath left in my body, to make this maybe far-fetched dream come true. Now, if you've been with me on this ride from the booth until now, you know I gotta try. Because a world without dreamers, a world without fighters, is a much less magical place.